What's happening, Psych Athletes? Welcome back to the Psych Athletes Podcast. It's Ryan, your host, and today we're going to be talking about perfectionism and why it is your number one enemy, how we can eliminate it, and how we can alleviate the stress and pressure that we put on ourselves during games and competitions. But before you do anything, I reference a lot of material in here that is found in our Facebook group. So before you listen, go ahead and join our Facebook group. Link is in the description, and you immediately get access to our 9 favorite mental drills that you can start using today to unlock your peak potential. So again, join the Facebook group. Link is in the description. Follow us on Instagram. Leave us a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and I hope you guys enjoy the episode. What is happening, Psych Athletes? We're back, and today we're talking about perfectionism and why it's kind of our biggest enemy, the biggest mental hurdle that we face in terms of unlocking our peak potential, okay? That's kind of the roadblock right there. And a lot of people might, you know, talk about perfectionism as a good thing, you know. A person that's a perfectionist, you know, they're very dedicated, they're ambitious, they're determined. And while that may be true and it's well-intentioned, perfectionism is a disservice to us. It's detrimental to our self-esteem, our confidence, and basically our mindset and our well-being in the long run, not only in games and competitions, but in life as well. When we have a perfectionist mentality, when we go through, you know, either sport or in life, and, you know, things don't go according to plan, maybe one little thing kind of doesn't go our way, we get very frustrated, all right? We're easily frustrated. We get upset, all right? And we start riding that mental roller coaster. And I'm going to make this all make sense for you guys right now, and then I'm going to give you guys a couple tips and techniques that you can use to start ending your perfectionist mentality and start performing carefree, effortless, loose, and so you can have fun on the field or on the court, on the pitch, whatever sport that you might play. Okay, as athletes, we are inherently perfectionists. Okay, we work very hard. We want it very badly. Most likely we have a strong athletic identity, and there's some benefits and drawbacks to that I'm not going to get into that right now. But bottom line, we care about our sport deeply and we want everything to go our way. Does this kind of sound like you? You work your ass off and you put all the work in, you do everything right, you're a great teammate, but you want everything to go right for you, okay? You're a perfectionist, and when things don't go your way, you get frustrated. Does that sound like you? Okay, when we want everything to go our way, we want to be kind of perfect in the way we execute in games and competitions, right? And we often refuse to accept failure, right? And while this is well-intentioned, like I said before, it's good to kind of, you know, have this dedication and this heart for the game and this passion for the sport that you play, okay? Perfectionism can lead to anxiety, frustration, fear of failure, and overthinking. Right? When we try to perform perfect, we strain ourselves. We're methodically thinking out every single move, and we aren't letting our confidence and natural ability take over. This is very deeply linked to kind of the idea of freedom of outcome, right? When we're a perfectionist, we form these expectations for ourselves, okay? And those expectations feed into our mind. It gives us pressure. It puts pressure and added, you know, stress on our shoulders that we don't need when we want to compete. A lot of people say that pressure is a good thing. And while it might be for some people, more often than not, all it does is just add unnecessary pressure. Especially if you're going to a game and it's not really a huge game, but you have these lofty expectations for yourself and you put all this, you know, added and unnecessary stress and tension on yourself before that game, you're not going to perform well, okay? You're not going to let your confidence and your natural ability take over. What you're going to do is perform tight, you know, thinking out every single move instead of reacting, playing freely, you know, being effortless. This is why perfectionism is the enemy. We don't want to be perfect. Okay. When we try to be perfect, we mess up. And when we want to be perfect, when we mess up, we get upset. We get easily frustrated. Does that kind of make sense for you guys? Does that kind of sound like you? You know, I knew a lot of people with that mentality, because when you put so much work and effort into something that you love so deeply, of course you want everything to be perfect. It has to be perfect, right? You put all this work in. Okay. If it's not perfect, then what was all that for? All right, we kind of have to form this sense of perspective. Okay, we have to realize that, you know, that's how sports is. We're not going to be perfect every single day. It's kind of, you know, counterintuitive how we have this perfectionist mentality in sports, especially in sports like baseball or basketball. You make a shot or you get a hit like 30, 40% of the time. 60% of the time, you are going to fail. And if you have a perfectionist mentality, that failure is going to be detrimental to your mindset. So we have to eliminate perfectionism. When we have a perfectionist mentality and we set these unrealistic expectations for ourselves during games and competitions, our self-confidence and self-esteem are at risk. Okay, and when we don't reach or achieve these unrealistic expectations, or we don't perform perfect, we consider our performance a failure, and our self-confidence takes a massive hit. Okay, so we want to try and get away from this perfectionist mentality in order to protect and maintain our self-confidence and be even keeled going into each competition. Okay, so what I want to give you guys is a pregame meditation that I like to give a lot of athletes that have a lot of, you know, high expectations for ourselves or suffer from perfectionism or suffer from, you know, added stress or unnecessary pressure during games and competitions. I want to give you guys a pregame meditation that's going to help you get away from those things. So all you need to do is join the Facebook group and message me there or on Instagram, and I will send it to you over right away. The second thing I want to teach you guys to do is when you kind of have a game coming up or a competition, I want you to have realistic goals in mind. I don't want you guys focusing on the results of the competition. I want you to focus on what you need to execute. Okay? Because when we focus on the big things, you know, when we look at a game, right? And it's coming up and you look at it and you're like, okay, we have to win this game. I have to play well. That's a lofty expectation. That's a lofty goal that we just set for ourselves. Okay, and that seems like a mountain of a task compared to kind of, you know, setting the goal of I'm going to play hard. I'm going to, you know, execute my job. I'm going to do my job, okay, during games and competitions. Maybe if it's in basketball, you have a defensive assignment. Maybe he's a good player, he or she's a good player, and you want to stop them. Maybe you just focus on playing good defense. So see, it's kind of these little things that I'm talking about, all right? Going, you know, play by play, inning by inning, pitch by pitch, just thinking about it in small steps rather than thinking about winning a game or losing a game, playing well or playing poorly. Focus on what you need to execute. Okay, because when we set these, you know, smaller, realistic expectations of ourselves and we meet, it's a lot easier to meet those expectations, right? And it's going to lead to a good performance. It's going to lead to maybe a win, all right? And even when we don't reach those kind of smaller expectations, we have the kind of perspective to say, okay, that's just a small goal. It's all right. I'm going to bounce back and I'm going to be better. All right, rather than setting a huge goal for yourself, like if you play baseball, let's not use baseball right now. Let's use soccer. I'm going to score 2 goals today. That's really hard. Right? And soccer is really hard to score goals unless you're like a top prospect and you're top like 10 player in the country. But if you set that goal for yourself and you're like, and you come out of the game, you're like, man, I didn't score 2 goals today. I suck. Do you realize how stupid that saying is now? You didn't do one of the hardest things in sports twice, and you're saying you suck right now. I know that's kind of an exaggeration of an example, but that's like the kind of self-talk that I was experiencing in my playing days. I would be like, okay, I didn't get 3 hits today. I'm trash. I don't deserve to be on this team. You know, it's stupid. Okay, so we need to set these smaller, achievable, realistic expectations for ourselves during games and competitions and in practice, even in life. Okay, because it's much easier to mitigate, you know, the kind of emotional distress from not reaching those, you know, smaller goals than it is to reach a big, you know, mountain of a goal. All right, so that's another kind of thing. Set small goals for yourself. I have the goal setting workbook. If you guys want it, again, message me on Instagram or join our Facebook group, and I will send those over to you right away. Last thing I want you guys to teach you guys to kind of, you know, adopt this anti-perfectionist mentality is just to breathe, all right? So when you go into your games and competitions, right, and you're an easily frustrated person, actually, first, listen to the emotional mastery podcast that I recorded a couple months ago. That's really huge in kind of, you know, mitigating a lot of stress and emotional distress that comes from failure during games and competitions or comes from adversity. That's huge in terms of, you know, ending perfectionism, kind of having this perspective and kind of being able to breathe when things don't go our way. Okay, so again, when we're going through our games and competitions and we have this, you know, slight hiccup, or we mess up, All right, a lot of us tend to get down on ourselves because we're perfectionists again. We're perfectionists and we're like, I can't make that mistake. Are you kidding me? I can't do that. Okay, when we have those little mistakes and we mess up or our coach yells at us, there's only one thing that we can do in the moment. Okay, and that's just to breathe. I want you guys to remember to breathe. It's gonna. I know it sounds cliche, but it's gonna make so much sense once you guys do it. All right, breathing, what it does, I've said it a million times, is it relaxes the muscles in your diaphragm and it spreads throughout your body. Your body becomes relaxed. And what have I told you guys about the mind-body connection? It is connected. So if we can relax our mind or we can relax our body, we can relax our mind. And when we play relaxed and we play free and carefree and effortless, we play well. Okay, so breathing is important. All right, especially when we, you know, make mistakes in games and competitions. There's nothing we can do to change the mistakes that we made. Okay, we're perfectionists, but we need to get away from that. All right, there's nothing that we can do in the moment to end anxiety, to end nerves, to end that, you know, frustration or that anger that we feel during games and competitions other than breathe. That is literally the only thing that we can do. We just have to breathe through that frustration, breathe through those emotions, and accept your current situation. Once you can do that, you're gonna be kind of gain this sense of perspective. You're gonna eliminate that perfectionist, you know, kind of mentality, and you're gonna play much better. You're gonna play carefree, you're gonna play effortless, and you're gonna play relaxed, and you're going to have fun. That's it for this episode on perfectionism, why it's kind of our enemy, and how we can defeat it. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook group if you guys want our techniques, tips, drills, or you just wanna talk to someone. Okay, I'm always available to talk, always available on Instagram even, just send us a DM. I've really been enjoying the, you know, kind of the outpouring of support for this podcast. In our DMs, I came back, you know, from vacation, and I just looked at Instagram, looked at Facebook, and just saw the feedback, and I was ecstatic, and it keeps me motivated, keeps me going. So send whatever questions you have, send, you know, positive comments, feedback, and if this episode has done anything for you, let me know. All right, that's pretty much it. If you guys are interested in our one-on-one coaching program, then also you can message me on Instagram or join our Facebook group, and you guys can learn more about that. That's pretty much it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you guys in the next one.